This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
With organic Brussels sprouts or quinoa, you can keep an eye on them as they grow in the field. With organic beef, there's the corral. But how might one raise organic fish? From Newfoundland, Canada, Luke Quinton has this report.
That's a small one.
Yeah. Ben Shanahan runs the Fish Depot in downtown St. John's, Newfoundland, one of the world's ancient fishing meccas.
So, do you get anyone in here asking for organic seafood?
None. Not one person in 10 years.
Organic seafood is new territory, even here in Newfoundland. Fish farmer Laura Halfyard grew the first crop of certified organic mussels in North America. But in the ocean, what does organic even mean?
That you are guaranteeing the traceability of that product, so the consumer knows everything from when we collected the seed right to the market.
To meet Canada's organic standard, mussel farmers test the water in the ocean floor and use biodegradable materials instead of nylon and styrofoam. And then?
70 or 80% of it goes to the U.S.
And it's often labeled organic, but not USDA organic. Why? Patty Olivera is the Assistant Director of Food and Water Watch.
We don't have standards yet for organic seafood products.
Olivera says that while the U.S. has been discussing organic seafood for a decade, American stores have been selling organic fish from every other part of the world. And according to the USDA, that's left the U.S. playing catch-up. The White House is set to review draft standards later this year. The major holdup now? Farmed salmon.
We have real concerns about whether we can have organic standards for salmon.
Other countries still use medicine and chemicals to treat organic seafood. And wild fish? They're excluded because their food source can't be traced. Olivera says U.S. standards will likely look a lot like Canada's.
Oh, woman likes your chair.
Yeah.
Back in the fish shop in St. John's, Ginny Ryan has just bought three wild Arctic char.
I don't trust farmed fish. I like wild fish.
I don't care whether it's organic or not.
Are all consumers this informed? We'll find out when the White House releases its draft proposal. In Newfoundland, I'm Lou Quinton for Marketplace.